and it was just teeming with devotees. This is 1972, and Prabhupada was going to install Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And one devotee had carved the deities, and they were in the one room where Kishori lived. She was the only woman there, and she had two little children. And so the deities were in there. And I remember I walked in and somebody said to me, you know, it's wherever Prabhupada was, if you walk in, when you walk in the door, somebody always grabs you and says, can you sew, can you paint, can you, you know, make help with the vyasa, whatever, because every time Prabhupada came, there was always something new. You know, you have to make a new vyasa san, repaint things. So this time it was, you know, can you sew? And I said, yeah. I mean, I really didn't know how to sew. But anyway, we were sewing things for the deities, and the cloth was just, I remember Srimati Subhadra's skirt was, you know what seersucker is? It's like this weird kind of like bumpy cloth, like quilted almost, only thin. And it was a navy blue, and it was like a piece of tune that kind of went partway. I mean, this is behind the scenes. I mean, you know. Anyway, really, they didn't have any facilities for taking care of the deities very well. And but we did what we could, and I remember a couple of brahmacharis. So we stayed up all night long. There was an ocean of brahmacharis sleeping. There were mice jumping over everybody at night. It was quite, and we were up all night sewing for the deity installation. And when Prabhupada came, there was no place for him to stay. So they decided they were going to use Kishori's room. Now, Kishori had the deities in there. She also had her two children, who were very young. One who was just maybe 4 or 5 years old. And the other one, she was really little. And, you know, kids take crayons, and they crayon all over the walls. And, you know, kids are kids. So I remember the brahmacharis went into the room, and they took boxes, and they took all of her belongings, just kind of scraped them up and put them into boxes and put them in a van around the corner so nobody would see them. And then because there were markings all over the walls, you know, and it wasn't just a marking in, you know, certain places. They were everywhere, down one down below here, one here, one here. So what were they going to do? They couldn't get the crayon marks off, so they put pictures. It was one here, one here, one here. It was very unusual. And then what was Prabhupada going to sit on? There was no asana. We didn't know. We didn't know anything. They had nothing for Prabhupada to sit on. So they asked for our sleeping bags. And they took our sleeping bags and piled them up and I think put some sort of a cloth over them. And that was Prabhupada's asana. I mean, how disgusting, you know. Anyway, I think they got some table. Then they didn't have anything for Prabhupada to eat off of. You know, no plates, no spoon. So I remember Sarabh, they asked, does anybody have a plate or a spoon or, you know, for Prabhupada? So I remember Sarabhi, a god sister from Australia, she gave, you know, her utensils for Prabhupada to eat off of. I mean, you can imagine, you know, Srila with Prabhupada and, you know, we didn't know anything. So Srila Prabhupada came that first day. And the deity installation, yeah. Actually, I have a picture at home. I was sitting there with all the brahmacharis. I was the only brahmacharini. I was sitting with all the brahmacharis and we're chanting Brahma Samhita. And Prabhupada is lighting the, you know, Nanda Kishore? Nanda Kishore was there with Prabhupada. Shamasundar was there.
Nanda Kumar.
Excuse me, yes. And actually, I looked at the picture and the fire jugular looks like a birthday cake. It actually looks like a birthday cake with candles in it, but those were the sticks of incense, but it really looked like a birthday cake. So Prabhupada is performing the ceremony, and there were guests there. There were some cameramen, news, you know, people. It was a very, very small temple room and very, you know, crowded and very hot. And there was only, after the deities were bathed, there was only one towel to dry the deities, and Prabhupada was really upset. He was very angry. You know, where are the towels? You know, you need one towel per deity. And then, for the fruit, you know, to put around the fire jugya, one of the devotees had cut it up and made it into a fruit salad for the devotees. And Prabhupada was very upset because things should be very opulent. There should be nice decoration there. And anyway, Prabhupada, you know, he said, who is responsible for this? He didn't say it. He was very angry. And I tell you, I felt like, you know, here I am, a new devotee. I'd just been initiated, you know, like the week prior. and Prabhupada was so angry. And I, you know, there I was trying to help with, you know, getting the deities preparations, you know, their clothing ready. And when Prabhupada became angry, I mean, I really, I think it's the only time I ever felt 1/10,000th the tip of a hair. You know, I really felt like this big. I felt I wanted to crawl into a hole in the ground. I felt so badly, you know.
This was Shyamananda's son, Nasa. He was in charge of the temple.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That was one of the main...
Yeah, yeah. So Prabhupada wanted to know who was responsible, and he was very, very upset. And I mean, I remember reading, of course, but I don't remember about the reporter. You know, or somebody had said, you know, I thought, you know, you're not supposed to get angry. Pure devotee's not supposed to get angry. Spiritual master's not supposed to get angry. And so then Prabhupada, you know, he resumed. Of course, Prabhupada always, he was always like that. He'd get angry, you know, he was always very controlled. So, and when they finally dressed the deities, I know personally, I was thinking because Srimati Subhadra's skirt was like, there was only a piece of trim that went 3/4 of the way around. I thought, oh my gosh, what's Prabhupada going to say when he sees this? And I was really scared. I don't know if he ever said anything, but I mean, that's all we were given, you know. And there was a problem with the altar. It was not made appropriately, and they had to redo everything, and there was banging and hammering and carrying on in the temple room to... it was quite a fiasco, and, you know, really everybody was in great anxiety about that. Finally, everything was okay. The deities were installed. The next day, Prabhupada came to take darshan, and he was going to take prasadam. He was going to take breakfast prasadam there. And the place looked like a bomb hit. I mean, you can imagine here, I don't even know how many devotees there were. We came from, you know, Paris and Germany and Amsterdam. They were just all in this one teeny little place. And there were dishes piled in pots and devotees and dhotis and sari. I mean, it was just, you know. So I remember Ray Bhattanandan was there. He was a sannyas at the time. And he said, Prabhupada's coming. We have to clean everything up. Hurry, you know, so there was this mass cleanup. And we got flower petals ready. And so when Prabhupada came into the one big area, that which wasn't very big, I remember we were, you know, throwing flower petals at his feet. And Prabhupada came in, he took darshan of the deities. And then he came out and he was going to take breakfast in this room that was fixed up with all of our sleeping bags for an asan. And I thought, I have to see this. I have to see this. And so I really wanted to see what Prabhupada's reaction was. So I looked through the keyhole. And Prabhupada just very calmly, nonchalantly, very regally just came in. And he sat down in that quote-unquote asan, just as if it were a golden throne, just, and never, to my knowledge, said anything, you know, about our, you know, lack of qualification. We just were incapable of doing anything right. And he just, and he, you know, he'd honor prasanna. And he was so kind and so merciful to us. You know, you think about our muchi sleeping bags and, you know, dragged half across the world and, you know, Prabhupada sitting on them. And he was just, he sat there and took prasanna as if it were just... You know, he was so, you know.
So, you didn't mention all the chastisement?
No, I didn't get into it.
Bhakti Sharma tells the story that it's sort of growing like a crescendo, you know, the fruit's turning into fruit salad, the Prabhupada's calling for flowers, where's the pushpa? So somebody goes to the kitchen to start cooking pushpa.
Oh, pushpa.
And everybody's. Yeah, there's just one thing after
one
another.
One thing after another. We didn't know.
It was all being televised. Yeah, that's right. The TV is there, you know, the cameras are rolling, and everybody's blowing, and Prabhupada doesn't care. You know, he's just like, you know, who's in charge, and who's responsible, and what is this? And, you know, it's just like...
Why didn't you?
And why didn't you? And then,
right.
On and on like that. And there's this hippie guy there, who's like, you know, one of those fringe kind of guys who comes to the temple and never quite gets it. So there's this guy who's been coming like that, and he's always kind of screwing up. And so whenever he gets like too obnoxious, the devotees just tell him, you know, listen, why don't you just chant Hare Krishna? And he's there for the installation. And Prabhupada's just getting angrier and angrier and angrier. Everything's going wrong, and Prabhupada's getting furious. And this hippie guy says to Prabhupada, why don't you just chant Hare Krishna? So Prabhupada takes his beanbag and starts standing Hare
Krishna. One of the boys were in the streets after, like, the next day, and he said, well, if we saw that on TV, your guru was really heavy.
What's that? Yeah.
He is never there.
Anyway, he's told the story. I guess he heard it from someone.
I mean, it's showing on that. What's the word? It's
Gorsia. I think that is the word.
I'd like to hear about him dating. Oh, I wasn't. You were there.
Can we hear some story about how he chewed you out?
Me out? Go ahead, tell it.
I don't know any.
I didn't get chewed out.
You didn't get chewed out.
I got a little bit admonished once.
Those are our brilliant days when we got admonished by Prabhupada.
Not excoriated. But we didn't have so much heavy stuff in America like this, what they went through in Amsterdam. Nothing like that ever happened in the United States, I don't think, like that Amsterdam problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe not quite mega like that, but there was the time that they...
The four sannyasis.
Yeah, we have plenty of them. We screwed up in America lots of times.
Big time.
Big time. Big time, small time. There was that time with the salt and the Charanamrita.
With eyes were messed up, right? Bardwaj did something.
Before they were installed, the...
It was after they were installed.
Mm-hmm.
After they were installed.
No. Before. Also. I don't remember anything after, but before.
Something happened in Dallas also where John Wood painted. She was consulting with Bardwaj, and then Prabhupada was doing the installation. He said, why you change the eyes? And she said, well, Bardwaj, who is this Bardwaj? She gets all angry. At other times, he said Bardwaj was the greatest artist and musician and all of this kind, three or four times.
Didn't Aditi also the face cut them down or something?
That was Ravi.
Yeah.
They chiseled, actually.
Yeah.
They chiseled Sandy, I think.
Huh?
Sandy.
It's finished, it's offered me. I just did the offering and took it off. It could be easier.
You know the story when you came to Nairobi, Maharaj?
Oh, yeah.
And there was some hurry and they left the deities on separate parts of the altar, Buddha Bhavana. Prabhupada said, why you left them in the street? Does that mean you leave the deities in the street?
And then once, when in the first time in San Francisco, they brought Lord Jagannath out into the park. Mm. Yeah, that picture is there. Everyone's dancing around Lord Jagannath. You know, the devotees didn't know that you don't just bring the deities out into the park. So. No, they didn't. They had no clothes, no nothing.
They only brought Jagannath without the others?
No, I think they brought everyone, you know. So there was like a, you know, and the kippies thought it was real cool, so, you know, they were dancing around Lord Jagannath. Prabhupada sort of went with it, but he he's sitting there, he's chanting Hare Krishna, but he's... you know, he let them know that that's not what, the way we do things. Nobody knew anything. Nobody knew anything.
When
Prabhupada
they went
got to teach
Shanak Gardens, Maharaj,
everything.
And they did some of the garlands on Radhakrishna, and it was a play with Ekyani and her sister.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a video of that.
I was there for that. It was, that was lovely, actually.
But something about the garlands and the...
Well, the we went out with Prabhupada. There's a, this beautiful garland, garden, Brooklyn Botanical Garden, Gardens out in Brooklyn. And... all the devotees went out there, Prabhupada and whoever was there in New York at that time. Chaturani was there, Satsarup Maharaj had come.
Ekyani and her sister.
Hansaduta, two sisters, Ekyani and Indira, the whole group. And there had been this play, or anyway, somehow or other, Prabhupada was walking, and it was a big, expansive
meadow.
And these big trees, willow trees, and so on, and you're just going through this. And then after walking through this, these big expansive gardens with Prabhupada, we sat down on these, like this kind of little dirty kind of things, or whatever, some cloths. And these two sisters had been dressed like Radha and Krishna. Krishna was blue, and we're walking bright yellow dhoti. So we're walking with Radha and Krishna and Prabhupada through the
this
meadow.
This video is of it. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Mm.
And then Prabhupada, they spread this cloth, and Prabhupada sits down. He says, Krishna, you can sit here. And Radharani, you sit here. And then he had everybody speak. Govinda Dasi was there. He kept calling on her. She kept not wanting to speak. And he went around and had everybody say something, and he was listening.
She not might have been
Shivananda? No, I don't think he was there at that time. He was already in Europe. He was gone before I came, I think. He was early in Europe. Yeah, so he was already gone. He was in Germany.
Poor guy.
Come on, he was a lucky guy. And Prabhupada gave a nice talk. He said that why do people like such, they like to go to such parks and gardens? Why is it that they like such places? And Prabhupada said, because the spiritual world is like this. So in the spiritual world, it is parks and gardens, and so everybody wants to go. So it was a very nice outing with Prabhupada. And then I think the next day, maybe Prabhupada left to go to the next destination.
It was about 69.
Hmm?
1969.
Maybe.
There was some incident about the garlands that particular time. I forget what it was.
I don't remember the garlands. But then...
probably told in the Yadavar video.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But then somehow or other, again, after Prabhupada left, they did some play or something. They asked Prabhupada if they could do a play with Radha and Krishna, and Prabhupada had said yes. Somehow the message came through from maybe it was Los Angeles or wherever it was, that yes, you can do it, but then you have to treat them exactly like Radha and Krishna. Mm-hmm. And so then the devotees were treating these two girls exactly like they were Radha and Krishna.
That's what it was.
And it was going on for some, you know, like, not just between the two ends of the play, but, you know, that at least for the day, you know, they were like Radha and Krishna. Mm-hmm. And that got back to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, this is Mayavad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that somehow they think that they've become Radha and Krishna. You know, that you make someone Radha and Krishna, they become Radha and Krishna. So this is Mayavad philosophy. So then the devotees felt bad, and then probably
that. That must have been it.
Everyone remembered it because everybody was like, implicated. Everyone's implicated. Son is ready, you think?
Prashant Roy, right? Yeah.
So what should we do? Go out there and make a whole lot of disciples who don't know what they're doing.